Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the irony, Lee. This week, coincidentally, by the way, we've been covering this for a while, happens to be the week that State Department officials, i.e. Marco Rubio, officially dismantled the remains of the Democrats' censorship apparatus. Now, if you turn on the television, I mean, this is amazing. Trump has made the Democrats own the 20% side of every 80-20 issue. They're advocating for criminals, violent illegal aliens who rape, human traffic. I mean, it's incredible. And now Trump's done it again. Democrats are now fighting censorship. Some of the same Democrats in all of the same networks that less than 3 years ago were advocating for censorship.
Demanding it.
So it was your time to go ahead and silence the right. Anybody remember Nina Jankowicz? The disinformation committee, they were going to censor us all. By the way, this week, and it's like none of that's real. It's like none of that happened to listen to the Democrats right now. They're in horror that censorship would happen in America. But what they're talking about is nothing like what they did to us and advocated for less than 3 years ago. And yet when you hear them talking about it on TV, there's no acknowledgement of that. Hey, a few years ago, we wanted to censor Americans, but now we've changed our mind. There's none of that. That's what's so dishonest. So anyway, Trump and Charlie Kirk's death have caused the Democrats to switch sides on censorship. And the incredible part about that is literally as Marco Rubio right now, this week, announces they finally officially dismantled the unit at the State Department that became a tool of censorship against conservative voices, a very effective one. It was called the Global Engagement Center. The State Department announced Wednesday its decision to close the remnants of the Global Engagement Center. By the way, it was funded in part through USAID, more than $10 million to make sure you didn't have a voice. The Biden administration, according to National Review, rebranded it last year after it came under scrutiny for contributing to the censorship of conservatives online. Now, here's what's interesting in the press release explaining, you know, why did it take this long to fully shut it down? You want to know why that is?
Why is that, Tara?
This is crazy, Lee, because the Global Engagement Center had cut contracts and agreements with foreign governments for them to help censor Americans from abroad. And it took a while to unwind those agreements and contracts. That's how deep and wide this censorship net was. In fact, on Battleground America, the way I've decided is they were building a new world government, a world government around censorship. The shared goal of censoring particularly conservative Americans, but just freedom-loving people the world over.
And what happens once you go outside the U.S. borders? You don't have to worry about the U.S. Constitution or American law.
Exactly. And so you can use foreign laws to censor Americans inside America by trying to apply those laws to social media that is worldwide. And so the Marco Rubio State Department explained, this is why it took us this many months to totally shut down the Global Engagement Center. We had to go back and basically go through the process of undoing all of those censorship agreements that Democrats had cut with Europe. And what, again, was the fallout of that? Again, if Elon Musk went to France right now, there's a decent chance he would be arrested. Because he is under criminal investigation there for allowing free speech in violation of French law. So It's incredible what they did here. And what the Global Engagement Center did was it helped the Democrats thug out using the federal government. You can't have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer knocking on your door and saying, hey, we need you to not advertise on Breitbart. We need you to go ahead and censor people, blah, blah, blah. So what they did was sent the Global Engagement Center instead. And what these bureaucrats would do was encourage on behalf of the federal government, which has huge regulatory powers, encourage sites and in particular advertising companies that handle big accounts not to advertise anywhere where conservative media is and not to advertise on X. And this is how they demonetized X using the power of the federal government. We know that because in the Global Engagement Center's quarterly reports, they took credit for demonetizing X and conservative news sites like Breitbart and Daily Caller to the tune of $100 million. And they took credit for silencing Donald Trump. And so Chuck Schumer, after all of that under Biden, Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, we had the unmitigated gall to go on CNN and scream. Little Chucky screaming about the horrors of censorship that the Democrats are supposedly undergoing. Well, I mean, it takes a special kind of psychological makeup and lack of self-awareness to do this.
Yeah. It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values. Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. That is not what democracies do. That is what autocracies do. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech. And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy. And I am just outraged by it. Again, this is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do. We are not that country.
But Trump didn't do this.
No.
The federal government did not do this.
No.
The owner of the program, ABC Television Network, and who owns the program, said, we're going to pull the program. And we had two large companies that own ABC Television affiliates that said, we're not going to air this anymore. So that's not Trump. That's not the FCC. That's not the federal government doing that. That is the marketplace.
And they're trying to use the fact that FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr went on some podcast and suggested that ABC should lose its broadcast license. But Lee, even Brian Stelter on CNN, a liberal who, by the way, has advocated for the censorship of conservatives, but not himself.
Right.
Even admitted that was never going to happen. Brendan Carr can talk all he wants. He's not getting the license. Here he is. I don't know why this won't play. Let's try this.
Well, the whole thing about the licensing too is that's the individual television station.
Yeah, this is all about jawboning.
Hold on. It just finally fired.
I was just trying to make the point that this is different than a website or a streaming service because this is over the air broadcast television stations, which are regulated and allowed to operate under the auspices of the federal government through the Federal Communications Act of 1934. And every television station, every radio station on the public airwaves is regulated by the FCC. And you have certain things that you're expected to do and not do. And once again, this is different than print media. This is different than streaming services. There's a whole different ballgame that you're talking about here. I'm sorry. I just want to make that point.
No, it's a great point. Here's Brian. Let's see if I can play. Here's Stelter.
Is all about jawboning. It's all about public pressure. You know, actually revoking FCC licenses is extremely difficult. I wrote about this last fall when candidate Donald Trump was talking on the campaign trail about wanting to punish stations by taking away their licenses. And throughout the history of the country, ever since we've had broadcast television, license revocations are extraordinarily rare. Once you've got one, you're pretty much guaranteed to keep it. So the threat is not that the FCC is actually going to take away a license. It's about the public noise. It's about the shame and embarrassment. It's about Brendan Carr going on podcasts and embarrassing ABC. You know, there's a term for this. It's jawboning. And that's what we've seen happen today in a very real way.
So even he admits this was never going to happen.
He's not wrong about
that.
I wouldn't portray it as that, but still, he's not wrong about that.
He's not. Now, but like, let's compare this, okay, to the belly button. Remember the belly button? Twitter files, Elon Musk goes in, he buys X, and he releases the files on how the FBI had a nest of vipers, basically, inside of X. And we know from the Twitter files, and Matt Taibbi's reporting on them, and Michael Schellenberger's reporting on them, that they canceled, shut down the federal government via the belly button of the FBI, shut down tens of thousands of X accounts for wrongthink, canceled tens of millions of posts, took those posts down and appended other posts, many of which said true things about COVID with fake warnings. And you would also get a series of warnings if you were saying things that Democrats didn't like. Tens of millions of posts canceled. And how did that happen? If you were any one of a couple of dozen groups, you could submit a ticket, including several federal bureaucrats, to just have people's accounts canceled. One of those people was Democrat Adam Schiff, who personally had the power, at least the head of the Intelligence Committee. And Paul Sperry was doing investigative reporting at Real Clear Politics. I'll never forget this. We've had him on the show before, talking about the you know, really the criminality of what Democrat Schiff was doing and leaking a lot of this material. And he had a lot of the goods on him. And Schiff had Paul Sperry's account taken off X. That is actual censorship direct from the Democrat Party. And yet, Chuck Schumer, who was more than happy with all of that.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable.
Yeah, and it was when you did it, Chucky. It was. But like, just the, you want to hear the best of the irony, Lee?
All right,
oh,
let's
this
hear
is
it.
So much fun. So if we're to hear it, it's a page out of Xi's playbook, according to Democrat leader Schumer, to censor somebody or something by some stretch of the imagination, and Jimmy Kimmel got deplatformed, right? So that's an atrocity. Here's Chuck Schumer demanding the same thing for Tucker Carlson back in the day when he was still on Fox News.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth. And from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
You can't make this up.
No, I know. It's just.
So he literally demanded the deplatforming of someone, which he now calls, what is it again, Chuck?
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is just a
I'm sorry, Xi's playbook involves the execution of people.
Yes.
That's his playbook. It's just, you don't worry about censoring. It just, you know, ships them off to the prison or somewhere else where they're done away with.
You mean like the execution of people, like what happened to Charlie Kirk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
That's the end, same end result, yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Member of the squad in Congress. Now, in this clip I'm about to play you so you could hear the full unhinged hate and derangement, understand she's calling us fascists because Donald Trump went into D.C. and rounded up violent criminals who are teenagers. In other words, enforced the law after the D.C. City Council passed another law basically saying that you can commit violent crime up till the age of 21 and it'll only be charged as a misdemeanor. Rashida Tlaib when she sees that violent criminals are locked up and unable to hurt people, sees fascism. That is how unhinged these people are. Unfortunately, Democrat voters, all they hear is fascist, 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 Nazi dictator. Couldn't even wait till Charlie Kirk was buried before she did this yesterday. And listen to the sneaky way she tries to do this. Byron Donaldson wasn't having it. He was black. He's black. He gave it right back to her.
I think it's important, Mr. Chair, just like in D.C., home rule was won out of black freedom struggle in the fight for civil rights. We can't be passive right now. So nobody over there should take anything we say, so personally as if we're attacking them. No, we're attacking a process, not attacking people here. And I think it's really important. We need to stand up against this. Fascist takeover, that's not a bad word. It's a fact.
Will the gentlelady yield to a question?
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Will the gentlelady yield?
No, I don't yield. I don't even have time. I can tell you.
Your time's expired.
It is expired. But, Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I think it's insane that the gentlelady doesn't have an argument, but she's going to refer to me and some of my colleagues.
Mr. Donald,
we were from the Third Reich. This is insane.
You're going to look at 14, 15-year-olds as a bunch of criminals?
It's insane. Do I look like a member of the Third Reich to you, Ms. Tlaib? Is that what I look like to you?
You're the one taking your
voting card. Is that what you think? Is that what you think? Is that what you think?
No. That's unethical.
I think it's radical, and I think it's insane. And I'll respect everything that you say. But to say something like that to myself and all of my colleagues is way out of line. It's way out of line. It's way out of line.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Way out of line.
Regular order.
That's okay. But it's okay, right?
That is not how it goes.
It's okay, right?
You hold yourself accountable before you talk about
Washington. Hold myself accountable. Hold your own self accountable. How about that? Hold your own self accountable.
Free DC. And make sure you vote with your own voting card. Don't be giving it to somebody else.
All right, time. Chair Rick.
Byron Donalds, who is black, Republican Congress member. Do I look like a member of the Third Reich? Couldn't even wait 10 days. They can't, folks, they can't stop. They're not going to stop. And you know who they're going to destroy? Themselves. Themselves. They are being exposed by themselves day in and day out. And this is why we have the lowest Democrat registration among young men 18 to 29 in 100 years, going all the way back to 1925. But you know what? Keep talking, guys. Just keep talking. Fascist, 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 Nazi, 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 fascist, Nazi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
23-year-old Irina Zarutska stabbed to death thanks to Democrat policies that have doubled the homicide rate in Charlotte in the last 6 years. Doubled the homicide rate. But it turns out, she's just one of many. Vi Lyles, the mayor, tried to excuse it away. Well, it's just, you know, it's just one case and, it's being extrapolated. No. Thanks to Democrat policies, that city, has been ruled by a Democrat mayor for 16 years. 35 people have been murdered. 35 people have been murdered just at the transit center. Let me let that just sink that in. 35 people just at the transit. The transit center is at the center of the light rail line. And buses run in under there, too. It's in downtown Charlotte. Do not ever go to downtown Charlotte. How do we get here? Well, NGOs, liberal NGOs, using your tax dollars, federal tax dollars, were running programs and paying the city to help release inmates early from the jails and the prisons. This is what Democrats do. They want, they believe. You just heard in the last segment, Rashida Tlaib screaming, fascist, 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 over D.C. Why? Because she wants 15 and 16-year-old violent criminals rounded up by Donald Trump, who no one else will arrest, who have committed crime after crime after crime after crime. She wants them on the street. And if you don't want them on the street too, you're a fascist. Gotta leave that clip. Lunatic. Since 2015, 10 years, 1,000 aggravated assaults. So that means somebody was hurt, 35 homicides, and 500 weapons law violation arrests at the Uptown Transit Center. Just the Transit Center, y'all. Just the, these Democrats, they ever get enough national power with a big enough voting bloc, we're going to all live this way. We are going to, this is the fight of our time. And when they kill you, when their voters kill you, and they will, what will their reaction be? Jasmine Crockett, in Congress, Democrat, talking about something called the Kayla Hamilton Act. All the Kayla Hamilton Act does is vet illegals under the age of 18, the same way the adults are vetted. Do you have crime convictions or charges in your own country? Are you wanted by Interpol? Are you a known MS-13 gang member? Check, check, check for all three for Kayla Hamilton's killer. Had we had to do a check during the Biden administration when he was let in, she might not be dead. Now listen to Jasmine Crockett rail against a law that simply says we're going to check. And by the way, what her killer did was claim to be underage, so he'd be released. He wasn't. He claimed he was 17. He was 21. It was an MS-13 gang member who was wanted on drug and violence charges back in his home country. When they let him go, thinking he'd eventually vote Democrat, instead he strangled her with a phone cord as she begged for her life. She did manage to call 911. The whole thing was recorded on tape. Now that moves people. That hurts my heart as a mother. She was only 18. Here's Jasmine Crockett. I want you to hear this because this is how Democrats think about crime victims, and most especially victims of illegal immigrant crime.
You take a situation and then you exploit what has happened to not only that person, but you exploit those families and you make it a game. Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Kayla Hamilton's name's on the act because her mom wanted to memorialize her that way. This is how they think.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Can you imagine how that would hurt your heart as a mom? That level of just psychopathic callousness. And by the way, Jasmine Crockett, this is how Democrats talk behind closed doors. It is. She's just not smart enough to figure out she can't do it in public. Yet. Here's Kayla Hamilton's mom this morning on Fox News. I feel so bad for this poor woman.
I was really furious because you just don't call a victim of a crime just a random dead person. No victim should be referred as a random dead person. Nope. We were there. I mean, they were there discussing her bill, and what she said was really nasty, and it came across as racist.
Yeah. And hateful. Again, what is the rule? It was the same thing with Irina Zarudzka. Even if you are one of their voters, you are a woman and you die violently at the hands of one of the criminals or illegal immigrants they let out, your punishment for embarrassing the party is always cancellation and scorn.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Here's Sheriff Jeff Galler from Hartford County. He was the one who had to go to the trailer, he and his men, and deal with the body, the investigation of Kayla Hamilton, who isn't a dead random person, but was a human being.
I mean, that breaks my heart to see Tammy on here talking about Kayla's life. Kayla was important. You know, her life mattered. And for Congressman Crockett to be so dismissive, so insensitive to a crime victim, any crime victim, it just speaks to the character of who we're electing from some jurisdictions around this country. That is pathetic is the best word I have for it.
Jasmine Crockett says,
stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
But who was Kayla Hamilton?
Tammy, what do you remember the most about Kayla from when she was a little girl?
She was a very happy and energetic child. She loved unconditionally, and she just loved to enjoy, you know, she enjoyed her life. She lived each day to the fullest. She loved going to church. She loved God, and she really cared for animals and the homeless, and she was just herself.
She was just herself.
But there are things that get Democrats very upset, like Democrat Rep. Chuy Garcia this week raging about an ICE officer killing one of his constituents. So there are people whose lives do matter.
As we saw last week, when an ICE officer killed one of my constituents. And I know that the FBI has been involved in that investigation.
Now he's outraged, killed one of his constituents. Now that's not a random dead person. That's one of his constituents. Who was this constituent? It was, you know, just a very highly valuable constituent. An illegal alien. Who, yeah, he was killed by ICE, but not randomly. No, the illegal alien was fleeing arrest when he hit and dragged the ICE agent with his car, forcing the agent to protect his own life by shooting the illegal immigrant, who is, yes, now a random dead person. Folks, the scorn that they have. It's only for you and innocent victims. That's all. Here's Sheriff Jeff Goler from the county that Kayla is from, Kayla Robinson. Thank God, by the way, her bill passed. We got to get it through the Senate, but it will begin to background check these violent illegal immigrants when they show up at our border so we can figure out what criminal we have in our possession. Jeff Goler is the sheriff, and he wanted to point out that the county he's in is the same one Rachel Marin was brutally raped and murdered in. And he has to live with state Democrat sanctuary policies every day.
It's worth noting that Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin were both killed in Hartford County, the county that you're the sheriff of. How does that happen?
Well, again, two women brutally murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants, people invited to this country by the prior presidential administration, and they took them up on it. They came and victimized our community, and there's nothing special about our county. That's happening across this country. But in our county, you hear about it because we're not going to let their lives be dismissed so, you know, arrogantly, so insensitively, as we saw from Congresswoman Crockett.
Yeah, and neither...
Again, his agency is the one that had to clean up the mess, catch the guy, investigate the crime scene, which was brutal, send the body to the morgue. You know, the, what was it, Jasmine?
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Yeah, the random dead person. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, how do these people get elected? Yeah, I know. Now, the texter writes, Jasmine Crockett is a random idiot. Texter writes, when is the National Guard going to Charlotte? Yeah, 35 people, it turns out, killed just at the transit center. That's where the line she was on, Arena Zaruska, when she was stabbed, that's where she was headed. It's kind of like the central station, basically, for buses and for those trains. Just at the transit center, new lawsuit by a man who was caught in the crossfire and severely injured. 35 murders just at the transit center in Charlotte in the last 10 years. And these are incredible numbers. And again, this is what happens when Democrats let voters out. And that's how they see criminals. If the criminal is in prison, the criminal cannot vote Democrat. Ergo, we need them on the street. And if people die, oh, well, it's just a random dead person. That is the thought process. That is who they are. It's maddening, but it's where we are as a country. I want to play this for you. This has got to be the clip of the week from Charlie Kirk. And this is so prescient that honestly, it's as if Charlie Kirk is commenting on his own assassination after the fact and even knew, roughly speaking, who would do it. It's almost as if he's commenting on Donald Trump's decision this week to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, which, by the way, this murder so moved the world that the parliament of the Netherlands, y'all, has now declared Antifa a terror organization. They just voted to designate Antifa a terror organization. So, folks, this assassination didn't just move us, didn't just move Gen Z. This is moving the world. Charlie Kirk knew what the problem was, even if CNN does not.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's say stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot and, God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
He knew, didn't he? Every single day. And yet he went out there anyway. Kind of gives me chills. He went out there anyway. He knew how dangerous they were. Folks, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast from earlier in this week, I went through more than 24 violent incidents where either Charlie Kirk or TPUSA speakers on campus or just kids with booths were violently attacked, hit in the head with bike locks, dorm rooms set on fire. In a couple of cases, Milo Yiannopoulos and Coulter, they were brought in. And also Candace Owens, who was first, you know, given death threats on these campuses. It took riot police, SWAT teams, and phalanxes of armed officers to get them in and out of the building around the violent left, folks. This was coming. It was only a matter of time. And shame on us, shame on our side when we had power last for not understanding the threat here and leaving these poor people. I mean, because the Milo Yiannopoulos thing was 2017, Ian Coulter was 2018. Incredible amounts of violence by the left and not taking the actions that we are now. But we're doing it now, and that's good. But, geez. Chilling, chilling video. All right. Coming up, it is the call-in hour of the Tara Show. That's right. We're going to talk to Joey Hudson. And then I'm going to take your calls, 800-905-0989. All the topics of the week are back on the table. Give me a call, 800-905-0989.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.